comes Tony's mailbag. Got your email, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag. Gonna read some for all you folks.
Thank you, Gary, and welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. And unfortunately, somebody was in my kitchen over the weekend, so I lost all the jingles off my hard drive. The computer that they were on is broken, so this will be a pretty short show, because basically I've got that Gary jingle and then one by Darius Rucker. So, you know, unfortunately, nobody's thought to put all these jingles online, like on a website or maybe available through a mobile app or in some place where you could just download them. If only somebody would do that.
Someone's broken the computers at the station. Nigel, that's awful, but use your imagination. You know that I can help you. Do I really have to tell you? 2 years ago, I built a nice website. So almost all this music is online. Roll my eyes and I sigh when I hear Tony ask for us all to submit our songs again. Click a button and download anyone you want. That's all it takes. I made it so easy.
All right. Welcome for real this time. In case you missed it on last Thursday's show, Nigel complained that all of the jingles off of the hard drive had been lost, and Tony implored all the littles to send their songs back in again because the hard drive had crashed. And so they played Gary's song. And I think it's great they played that because most people probably haven't ever heard that song before because it hasn't been played on the show in 2 or 3 years. But it was hilarious, the idea that we'd have to resubmit everything, because honestly, if there's something they want, just go to the website and get it. But whatever. I also was inspired to do that opening number there, even though I really am not a big fan of Phantom of the Opera. I was recording a jingle with Michelle the other day, and she made a comment to me. She said, "Oh, everything you do sounds like musical theater. Stop it." And so I thought, well, all right, well, I guess I need to do some more musical theater if that's all that I'm trying to do. I don't think so, but, you know, I guess maybe it does to some degree. I am a little dramatic and ridiculous at times. So today we've got a bunch of new songs. We're going to start with 8 new songs. Then we're going to play a couple of focused sports tunes. Then we're going to play a few classics and a mailbag with some chatter sprinkled throughout. It's going to be a good show. I wanted to play what I thought was the most amazing song of the week. This was a collaboration that I tried to start something via email when that computer malfunction happened. I sent out to some of the frequent jinglers and said, "Hey guys, I expect we're going to have to do something about this because it's just ridiculous that they're playing this Gary song and not using the website to get to the songs that they can have." And so Rob Berg, KJ Onstad, and Jason Fuse collaborated on a pretty awesome mishmash or mashup or whatever you call it, called the Computer Debacle Song. I'll just let that one speak for itself. It's great. And then there was a big focus on fish and breakfast and everything going on with the Jewish holidays this week. So I'm going to play 3 in a row on that topic. A collaboration by KJ and Brad, then one by John Welsh that somehow I missed, and then KJ's Baratuna. And then speaking of John Welsh, he inspired the Hallelujah jingle that we've done a zillion times with John Jr. Feinstein as the subject. And I added an 11th chapter, so just like Spinal Tap, the Hallelujah chorus now goes to 11. And then we're going to have Brad with a classic throwback style jingle, "Please, Mr. Postman." And then 2 jingles, one by Steve Lipton, one by myself, about Tony's high school reunion and how he's contemplating wearing blue jeans to his high school reunion.
Nigel, it's really you that we love. You didn't cause this computer flub.
He's so handsome. Who could stay mad at that face? Though his jokes are in poor taste.
Some other guy. It's all their fault, for sure. Just know
we don't blame you.
There's absolutely nothing to his job. You make some phone calls and
cause we love.
If you walk through the aisles at Whole Foods, you'll find a small shiny box. $24 a pound is more than Zabo's gets for their lox. But when you're trying to atone, as every wise man writes, he knows a breakfast notch has got to go, cause it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day when you put down your fork and knife. Yom Kippur is a day Hashem inscribed you in the Book of Life.
Take a trip down to Whole Foods for a tasty can of lox. 4 ounces of smoked fish you can get for $5. Take your Lexus down to Whole Foods. We've got avocados too. See the people of the book there. We're hoping the Tony comes too. So we wrote this ad for the Jews. Can we have Yom Kippur breakfast? Tony dear, Tony dear. What the heck is a breakfast? Is it when you eat a schmear? Tony, come here, spend your money. We've got avocados too. We're much better than the Safeway. We'll sell you gefilte fish too. Yes, we've even got matzah for you. La da da da, la da 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 da.
So this is the show, I tune in for this. Today, it's not even a Thursday. Judging seafood reviews like an epicure. 4 out of 4 choose albacore. Tone likes a cannibal mopey, but Liz thinks it's too tinny. But hands down, 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 they all agree. They want water in their tuna. No oil.
You weren't rude to that clerk.
In a junior novel, I didn't actually do it.
Though Junior's no longer on the station, there's one enduring fabrication that paints Mr. Tony in a rather unflattering hue, yeah. Tony's tantrum in a hotel lobby helped Feinstein's books sell way more copies. But Tony swears that none of it is true, yeah. But we trust Junior. Sounds like something Tony would do, yeah. Doubt it's a rumor. We trust Junior.
I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. I didn't.
Steak! Oh, yes, how I love that chicken parmesan. Steak and so much parmesan. You in the kitchen, tell me, please. Oh, yeah. Are you holding any mail for me? Please, please. Why, Mr. Giacomo. Winning truth. Oh, yeah. You could hand it to me in my booth. I'm eager to dine today at a steakhouse not too far away. I'll take the letters that they have and bring them home in my doggy bag. From now on, send all my correspondence to my friend Tommy. I'll have a bite, then after dinner, here comes my special delivery. It's like a steak with FedEx, steak with FedEx. Oh, it's like a steak with FedEx, steak with FedEx. Oh, it's like a steak with FedEx, steak with FedEx. Oh, please don't make me beg you, just give me my golf shoes. Steak with FedEx, steak with FedEx. Oh, it's like a steak with FedEx.
You got your Lees, you got your Levi's, you got your Wrangler, and you got your Zenga.
For a couple of days and a couple of nights, Tony's reunion in New York, and he's got plans.
Thor's pants, dungarees, by Dredesh.
So take Gene's strong advice, just remember you ought to think twice.
And pack a pair of slacks.
Yeah, people always told you, be careful what you wear. You might look lumpy, fat, and out of tune. But Chelsea stood right by you, and he offered them for you. How did you misconstrue? They cost for 52. Hey, hey!
Wearing jeans is not for Tony. He's just a guy who wants to live 41. But he's a septuagenarian.
Hewlett, class of 1924. Reunion, don't know what I'm wearing blue jeans for. About $500. I can't imagine anything that would be better than bringing Courtney and saying I just met her. What would my high school friends think of me? Reunion. Maybe I should go alone. My heart can barely take Courtney on the radio.
Oh man, so much to like in that opening segment there. That last tune there by the Rascals, I'd sworn I would never do a Rascals tune because it seemed like just such a pandering move. But the idea of the high school reunion and going back to Tony's youth with his favorite band, I just couldn't resist, and it fits so well with the topic. And that Steve Lipton, Billie Jean thing, I mean, Michael Jackson is so hard to do, and I think that that was a great way to do it, just with the ridiculousness of the delivery there. It was just so funny. And then Brad, with the song about the palm, you know, generally these story songs, it's hard to find, for me anyway, the right balance between just literally repeating it and then kind of blowing it out of proportion and making it sound funny and ridiculous. And I think Brad is always great job with that one. And then, you know, aside from all the great Yom Kippur songs, that opening song, that We Kid Because We Love ending by KJ and Jason, that should be the ending of this show every week. Just that little sound clip tacked on at the end there, just so well done. Love it. And now, since this is nominally a sports show, or nominally a jingle show that occasionally features jingles about sports, I'd like to feature two of those. The first one, I couldn't be happier that somebody has done another cover of Two of Us. Great song to do a second time. And then Steve Lipton with Sunny in 75. So Patrick Moffitt, Steve Lipton with a couple of tunes about the Nationals.
A few of us in the bullpen waiting our turn to blow a game. Top of the seventh inning, we were winning. Let's send those runners home. They're on their way home. They're on their way home. Let's send them home. A few of us in the bullpen, scared to death to hear that phone. They had a few runners on, and that one's gone. It's time to send those runners home. They're on their way home. They're on their way home. Let's send them home.
It's cold if there's a storm. Giving up runs becomes the norm. When it's all right, sunny day, he can have double-digit K's. It's so hard to understand how circumstances affect this man. Lure him in a ridge of the diner is in danger. Sunny 75, 75. The curveball is the break and the fastball is protecting. Sunny 75, 75. Or get sunny 75, 75. Or get sunny.
And Steve Lipton always going for it, taking chances, trying new stuff. It's great. All right, I wanted to feature now a couple of classic songs here. I got a note this week directed at me. It said, you know, you bitch about Tony's show all the time and everything about it. Do you even like this show? And so I have to, I guess, explain something, but if it isn't clear or obvious, obviously I enjoy Tony's show, but I have a vested interest in the jingles and continuing this whole thing. So, you know, I love doing this, so I want to keep it going. And this whole podcast, whenever I have some narrative where I'm complaining about something or trying to throw in my two cents, it's generally because I'm trying to keep it focused, interesting, and fun. One of my biggest fears with all of this is that we're going to get to a point where we jump the shark and Tony doesn't like it anymore and it's boring and it's stupid and whatever else. And if you go to Laheka's message board, you'll see folks there, as hard as we might be on Saliza on this podcast or whatever else, and they're so much harsher on myself or any of the other folks that do these jingles. So that's just kind of comes with the territory. So anything we do here is, as Jason and KJ summed up in that earlier jingle, we kid because we love. I really do think it comes from a good place. I'm not trying to be mean to anybody. Even that demo that I played last week about Saliza and that we'll share a little bit later here, it's not really meant to be a personal attack. It may come across that way. So obviously we got to be careful. If out of context it sounds like it's too mean, then maybe we've gone a little bit too far. But do remember that everybody who's doing this, everybody that I feature here, if I'm ever critical, it's not meant to be in a negative way. I really do love doing this, and everybody who's a part of this wonderful community that we have on this podcast and on Tony's show. So in that vein, I wanted to go back to the sounds of 2013. I want to play some classic jingles here. First, we're going to feature a new Joe Arrow jingle that really sets the stage nicely for these tunes. And then we're going to play some classics by Matt Spada, Mark Polidoris, Shad, Slim Stanton, and Patrick Moffitt. And once again, Joe Arrow. And then we'll go into the mailbag. It's a pretty cool mailbag today, so enjoy.
I was listening to the TK show. I heard a jingle reminding me of long ago. Back then, the mailbag songs were all about the mail. Folks are only jingling the news now. I wanna go back to songs about faxes, but we can't go back, I know. Why can't we go back? Boiling eggs takes lots of practice. Yeah, I learned that from this show. I recall Tony in a Safeway line. He stood his ground, hoping he'd check out on time. All he wanted to buy was a can of soup and grapefruit juice. Then this lady passed home with a can much bigger than a moose. Yes, I know that the jingles, they're just not the same. No, no, no. I wanna go back to some songs about bocce, but we can't go back, I know. I'd like to go back, play me some cha-cha-cha. Guess we might go back, I know.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. He's got your emails, faxes, and he'll read your notes and start whining. He'll read a haiku and then more screaming. While the weasels delay podcasts and eat his food. Sons of bitches. And that's the sound of Tony.
Mr. Tony's mailbag, and now he's gonna read something for us.
Jazz. Tony's mailbag. He's a grumpy Stone Age elderly from the town of D.C., where the poles all drive SUVs. Who thought what you ate for lunch today would be even funny in some way? If he decides to read yours, you'll have a yabba dabba do time, a dabba do time. You'll have a gay, not that there's anything wrong with it, old time.
You, who are orange and bald, you have been called as our role model, and so we beg for chips, and we take nips from Alan Bubis's bottle. Teach your littles well, your TK hell, mislabeled jetties and lids on coffee mate, people you hate. Like Narasetti, don't you even seem to care? You read our emails on the air, but do you really know we're there? Just send us stickers.
What's up with the island of Acity? Walk down the beach and you might get kicked by a pony. P-O-N-Y pony. He drives into work in a new CTS. Can't turn on the radio but tries his best. He is Tony. T-O-N-Y Tony. T-T-T-T-Tony. Here comes the mailbag with your emails and notes, and Tony's gonna read them for all you folks. He is Tony, t-t-t-t-Tony. And
He's not dumb, but he can't understand how a plug in a TV or use all the many is Tony. Tony.
Hey there, Mr. Kornheiser, play this song for me. I send emails, notes, and faxes to that Nigel dude. Writing for you. Gary Braun and Hootie used to sing this song to me. Those classic mailbag themes on delayed podcast streams that make the little scream. We just wait to hear the new songs patiently. I'm ready for the mailbag, done with those ads and reads. They make my eardrums bleed. Brand new windows I don't need, but I do like Bagel City. And faxes I've been sending you. Hey there, Mr. Kornheiser, I take your show with me. Every jingle jangle morning I'll be listening to you.
Jerry's mailbag, notes from porn stars, tweets, and inside jokes. It's Negrelli's mailbag. Get to kickstart, and he'll get to work. Take that, Carol's kids.
Thank you, Brad Weiss. One of my favorites there. All right, so in the mailbag today, it's going to be mostly comments from the website. I want to open it up with some recent search terms, because this is always just a ridiculous thing to find, but people from all over the interwebs, when they're looking on their Google machines, somehow they come across TK Jingles with the strangest searches. So the first one that came back that I just thought was so odd, a couple of people came to the website with this phrase, "Who is my name?" I just don't know what that could possibly mean. Somebody who was lost, maybe they had a head injury, they were looking for help. Instead, they ended up at tkjingles.com. Next, I think this is probably Joe Arrow or Jason Fuse. This search phrase was words that go well with TK. Somebody was looking for some help rhyming, I think, or something there. And then lastly, I'm not sure kind of if this is a commentary on how lousy our songs are or if there's something else at play here, but the phrase jingles about trash. Somebody really wanted to find something about garbage, and instead they found a lot of garbage. All right. So on tkjingles.com, at any time, if you go there, you can leave a comment on the songs you're listening to. And it's really meaningful to do that for the folks that put all the effort into this, just to let them know that somebody's listening, and especially from new people who aren't part of the collective. I mean, obviously, you know, folks like KJ or Brad or Jason that are doing a lot of these songs and leave encouraging feedback, it's nice to get that type of comment. But if you get a comment from somebody that you don't even recognize, somebody you've never heard of before, somebody who's been lurking on the website perhaps, like those of you listening to this podcast, it really means a lot to know that you're listening and you felt enough about the material that you had to comment and hopefully say something nice. And I know one of the special things about tkjingles.com, you get an email every time a comment is made, so you're instantly alerted. And KJ Onstad tends to come to the website once a week, I think. And when she does, she's always very encouraging to everybody. And what I've secretly referred to as a KJ comment bomb, where I'll get one email from KJ saying, "Hey, this is great." And then I'll know that, you know, in the next 10 to 20 minutes, my email inbox is going to be peppered with positive, encouraging comments from KJ. And it's really a nice treat, and it's something I really enjoy, and I'm glad that she does that. She did last week for about 30 or 40 minutes and finally signed off with some type of self-help type ending, saying, "I'm KJ and I'm a serial commenter," or something like that. And I got quite a kick out of that, but that's always a pleasure. So I wanted to share now some of my favorite comments from the past week. So for the We Trust Junior tune, Robert Berg said, "Well, now you're actively trolling Tony. Hell, maybe you've been actively trolling him the whole time. Who knows? I'm not always that perceptive, but my God, I hope this gets on and he loses his mind." And then Jason responded that, like, aren't 90% of these just trolling Tony? And yeah, I think so. I mean, we're playing up jokes that we know aren't true, like all the stuff with Junior, just to get his goat. So I thought that was really funny. Then a comment from Brad on that Two of Us parody. He said, "I love it when the original lyrics predict the jingle better than hearing that phone." And I have no idea what the second half of that means, but I totally agree with the first half of the sentiment. And then a comment on These Things That I Say by John Fitzpatrick. He says, "Terrific, Joe. This would be the song that plays over the closing credits of the TK movie. Shame is he would miss it because he'd leave about a half hour before the end. Great job out of you." And then on the Tangled Up in Blue parody, I was so excited that Steve Lipton had used the word borscht again. I'd used it in some Michael Kornheiser wedding jingle years ago when I was looking up random Jewish foods to incorporate. That's the only reason I even know what that is. I'd never even heard of borscht before, but Steve threw it in there. I got such a laugh. And Steve responds to that, to my observation about borscht, and says, "Little known fact, Jerry, borscht is a British colloquialism for this is the only jingle Nigel could find in his inbox at 11:47 today, but I'll take it." And then lastly, a comment from Anita in Alaska, who was so nice and sent me a really nice package of fish this past weekend that was thoroughly enjoyed by the family. It was awesome, so unexpected and unnecessary, but a really nice way just to, I don't know, say thank you for the jingles or whatever. Just really cool. Anita had mentioned at the TK Jingles Live event that she had some fish she was going to send, and she came through, and it was spectacular. So on the song that I used to open the show last week, Back to Virginia, a parody of Springsteen's The River, I end it with a comment that on that drive, I listened to Tony Kornheiser for 5 straight hours, and I nearly lost my wife. And Anita said, "If you haven't lost your wife by now, a 5-hour car ride listening to TK isn't going to do it." And on that topic, I mentioned earlier that the only way we're really going to end this whole thing is if we cross a line somewhere. And one way to do it, along the topic of losing your wife, is if we comment on somebody's interpersonal issues, as referenced in last week's episode, which is the taboo topic that shall never be touched. The third rail of TK Jingles. And also in that vein are the ones that are just way too mean. And I think, unfortunately, this one probably falls in that category. I'm not sure what to do with it. You can send me your feedback on anything you heard on this show or this song in particular, podcast.tkjingles.com. Let me know what you think. But I noticed a trend on the message boards for about a week or two since Tony's been back, really harping on Saliza. So I played a demo last week trying to channel that. Most of this was written by Mike and Burke, all the funny parts anyway. I got Michelle to record it with me. I think it's pretty funny, but it is awfully mean. So not sure what I'm going to do with it quite yet, but I did want to share it here on this podcast. Feel free to share your thoughts. And once again, I'll be back here next week with more exciting songs to share and hopefully some great recaps of Tony's reunion from this next weekend. So enjoy, and hope you enjoy this podcast, and tune in next week. Thank you.
Always with the chatter, thinks he's all that matters. Why is the fix on Tony's show every day? Turns out he's a writer, Washington insider. Uses lots of words but has nothing to say.
Drives a screen. because we love.
And that's what we're about here. We're about music that's really good.
Yes.
And sarcastic and awful to people.